Dharma friends, as I think everybody knows, that Gisela, originally just one single person, I think willpower and also I think force of his sort of merit, Sonam Marbeda.
Merit.
I think he worked hard for creation of this kind of sort of center. Now, this new building almost now completed. So I admire his, as I said, willpower and determination. This is not for something like his own lajang, but a monastery or institution. So that's, I think, one good thing. Usually, you see, lamas or tulgus, you see, they also, you see, have to take serious consideration about their own labrang. Those simple monk or simple geshe, there's no labrang. So you see, they all their energy concentrate on main temples or institution. Certainly all those people whose sort of contribution, whether technical field or financial or legal, I think from everything,
from all aspects.
No, from different aspects. So they who involve construction of this temple, I very much appreciate. And since this meant for Buddha Dharma, and also, and to some extent, I think simply the city can be a place where different traditions, some kind of seminars, and including seminar, Buddhist science, I think in seminar, spirituality, and modern science in general, particularly Buddhist science and modern science. I think this could be a place where regular sort of meeting. So from that way, this center can be some kind of, how to say, a learning center, not just Buddhist center. So now, I think the work for something like foundation now already accomplished. Now, I think important to think how to use, how to utilize this facility for promotion of human, I think, awareness regarding, I think, different fields. Mainly, as is my sort of main sort of, what's the interest, the promotion of our inner value, or scientific way, and then also, I think some research work also, I think, because that can take place there.
No.
So the program, and then also this Rinpoche, or Rinpoche, because of the Gisela, is very much sort of, what's the determined, this should be something like small monastery, so only monk. So that also very good. It's a few monk, perhaps 4, 8. Then, when Shisumji,
when you have a congregation of, say, around 4 or 6.
결혼가 이제 전부인.
Above number 5, fully ordained monks, then there is the possibility of also establishing the all the aspects of the Vinaya rites to be performed.
So, one small Buddhist monastery, monk, Tibetan monk, or Taiwanese monk, or Korean monk, or American monk, the some small monk community. Then beside that, some center for academic. So that I think should be our sort of the dream. So for therefore, as far as sort of the kasoda regarding academic center, I would like to donate one gunjur with the exam touch the water. Gunjur chikse, gunjur and tenjur. And then some other, like I think Jebse Sumbum. I will donate, I will send. And Kadoda. I think that's all. So now, the Gishlag, Nyamsan Toyadi, Tusan Toyainda.
So, whatever majesty the Gishila would want to display about this temple, he can do it next time. next year.
Next year. I think at least, I think, Kasoda. What is it, the prayer for long life? I think many Tibetan, in the United States, I think they want to perform next year. So I think logically now this is the place. We already more or less decide. Then teaching, I think this hall may be too small. So I think some bigger place, I think have to arrange. So the teaching, the Shandadevas, teaching Shandadevas book as well as Gumrim Parpa, Kamalashila.
The middle section of the middle chapter of Kamalashila's stages of meditation, Bhavana Krama.
So I'm looking forward to carry major teaching like that. And also that will be a occasion, Kishila's broken English again use. I think as far as I think the word or vocabulary, I think he's better maybe than me. I think accent, I think his accent rather Zhangbei accent.
It's from the Zhang province in Tibet.
So I always remember he always used this word also. He always say Allahso. So that's I think typical accent of Zhangba. So that's all. Thank you.